Hello?
Hey, Mr. Bedford.
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Oh, yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
Doing good, doing good. I received a notification. You left a message asking about Yelp ads.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
you want to get Yelp ads going, like the sponsored ads?
I was considering it. I was looking at Yelp, and they were wanting me to. I had thought about sponsoring or putting some ads on there.
Mm-hmm.
We're just starting out, and right now we're hoping that this Facebook thing's going to kick off where you start pulling revenue. We're paying Angie, and I think I've pulled 2 jobs in the last month, and I've got to pull some jobs quick. And, you know, a lot of it we had to do with being December and January. You know, that's 2 hard months, and that was
yeah.
a rough time to make a transition.
Hardest point of the year.
Yes, sir. It's the hardest point of the year. But I really need to, if there's anything that I can do within a reasonable amount of expense, I need to try to do something quick so I can get some jobs going.
Yeah.
And, I got the 300 that I know I got to pay y'all every month, and I've got an additional 100, 150, possibly 2 that I could invest if it could generate me some leads. You know,
let me see
really,
if I can get you into Google Guarantee or like the guys at the very top that are doing pay-per-lead with Google, because those leads are pre-screened based on your specifications, and then they hand them off to you with the customer live on the line.
Okay. Yes,
so I think that's the best route to go, because it also gives the homeowner a little extra insurance. Should something go wrong, they can hold Google accountable, and Google even gives them like $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the job.
I don't know if we can do that as of yet, because of the fact that they're still in the process of getting me certified through Google to
yeah.
open up my web page.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It'll fast track that too, because when you're Google verified, they have to there's a background check that you go through. And those
okay.
guys, they're Google's top recommended options. Like if people are asking Google, that's basically the direct referral. They'll get in on the phone with them, pre-screen them,
uh-huh.
see what they want, and then they'll bring you on to the mm. conversation live. They're basically saying, hey, this is the contractor we're going to set you up with since you're asking to be in our Google Verified program and get a verified contractor, right? So if you want that extra
sure.
insurance, that you got to go with our guy that we're referring to you.
Okay, so what would I have to do to be approved for that process?
So usually the application and background check is a one-time payment of $250. I can drop it down to $200 just to get that going. But then once the background check's done, they're going to request an application or an activation budget. Excuse me, what it's called? The activation
mm-hmm.
budget is a 13 lead balance.
Mm-hmm.
So they would ask for $871, and then they'll guarantee you a minimum of 13 leads from that. Most likely more, because
okay.
the lead fees are anywhere from $44 to $67. So I took mm-hmm. the $67 and times it by 13. So if you're getting ones that are $44, you know, you'll get a lot more than 13. So it's guaranteeing you at least that many.
Yes, sir. Well, that's going to be that's a little more than what I can chew right at the moment, though, with the expense. I'm sitting here trying to figure out what I can do with a couple hundred dollars. Not
yeah.
saying that that's not something that I would be interested in the future, but at the moment, I don't have the, you know, a background, which Angie's List just did a background check, and it took about 2 weeks
Jeez.
For them
yeah.
to, for it
yeah,
to click.
Yeah, yeah, this one would take yeah. about 2 to 3 also just to get through, because it's done with Google directly. The other things I could say, I mean, Yelp, the reason I kind of strayed away from Yelp right away is because Yelp wants a $500 activation budget. So when you're saying $150 to $200, the best way I think you could utilize that would be to put more into Facebook.
Yes. Okay.
So if you
okay.
want to do that, I could do it that way and a lot more to Facebook, so that way you have more of a budget there to work with and maybe expand the service area at about a 50-mile radius.
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll do that then. I'll put in the request. You said you want to set aside 200 or 150?
Just for this month, 150. And then next month, I don't want to be obligated to it every month, but now that if I see that it's working, then I probably would continue. I'm going to stay with y'all period indefinitely, as far as, you know, my Facebook ads and my business account and my website and all of that.
Yeah.
With Google ads. But with Google ads, I would try it, but then later on, I might want to try something else.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
so I, don't want...
I hear you. I think what we need to do is just try to vamp this up on Facebook for this month. We'll allot the extra 150 to it. And then, you know, if the jobs come in, then I think the best route, though, for you is going to be to go into Google Guarantee. As long as you can pass the background check, because that's that's where you see the best results, and you're going to get the most bang for your buck. I mean, the leads are pre-screened. If you say they're unqualified, you don't get charged for them. It's not like Home Advisor by Angie's leads. These are directly from Google themselves.
Well, this is my situation, so maybe you could just let me know before we even go that far. That's something that I really would like to do. When I was pre-screened for Angie's List, I have had previous in my history, it's been over 10 years ago or better,
that
I had some simple position charges, and I had a pending charge in a county on a charge that they weren't planning on doing nothing with, which was a simple possession charge. So I got a hold of the district attorney, and they no-load processed it. And then once they did that, I was approved. My background was approved because I don't have anything bad on my background. I just have from years and years ago, I got charged with some drug charges, but it's been
a
long,
that's nothing.
Long time.
They're just looking for, like, no felonies in the last 7 years.
Oh, well, that's not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And then I do have an LLC.
Oh, sorry. License isn't required for Georgia, but you got to carry at least $250K in general liability insurance.
Okay. I think I don't know exactly what my policy is at the moment.
That's
that
the minimum. So if you have any active policy, then it's going to have at least $250K on it.
Yeah, I do have an active policy. General liability policy. Yes.
Okay.
So as soon as I can generate enough of revenue to be able to invest in that, that's definitely the route that I would want to go, because it sounds like I could actually grow and I could cut out a lot of the red tape and chasing. See, right now I'm chasing, and it's exhausting. It's very exhausting.
I know. When you're trying to get this thing off the ground, it's not easy. The first year makes or breaks it, you know, a lot of times. So.
And yes, sir. And just being honest with you right now, I've invested, you know, I got tools, truck, insurance, but we've invested several $1,000s, and then we had a disagreement and broke off just independently right here in the worst time of the year, and the Lord's blessed me. I've been able to make it so far, but I'm in a situation where I got to get some jobs quick, because I need some jobs.
Yeah, if you're talking about a quick turnaround, like the Facebook's already active, so it's like process it, put the money in there, expand on the service area so we're casting a broader net. And I think that would be the best bet if you're trying to get something going ASAP.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll schedule a follow-up call for like a month or two from now. Also, your other payment's going to go through on the 15th, so in about a week. But I'll schedule a follow-up call in about a month or two, and then we can revisit the conversation for Google Verified, Google Guarantee. I'll see what I could do about making you an offer to where maybe we could just waive the setup fee and the background check, or the cost for the application and background check for you.
Okay.
But we'll address that when we get there. So that way you could just focus on having the money set aside for the activation budget, because those leads have a 90% conversion rate. So it's like you're not going to have a problem activating for the budget that they want from you of 871. If you know the first lead you're going to get, you're going to be out there making it back. You know what I mean? Those guys break even pretty quickly, and Google jumps all over those accounts. So that's going to be the plan of action. I'll send you a payment confirmation here shortly for the 150 for the Facebook ads. And then, we'll be on standby. Okay. I'll send you my direct number and extension too. So when these Facebook ads come through, If you want to change anything, you got a direct point of contact, okay?
Okay, and what's your name?
My name's John. My name's John. You signed up with me. Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay, yeah, I had your extension is 544.
Yeah, it calls me directly.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, Steve. Well, it was good talking to you. Good hearing from you. I'll send you the confirmation for the Facebook ads, and then we'll be on standby here. Hopefully we can get some stuff coming in soon.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.